So the complicated play of human events is under divine control. Amidst the strife and tumult of nations, he that sitteth above the cherubim still guides the affairs of the earth. Those wheels and all those things that were going on in that vision symbolize that God is in control of everything. Even in the crisis that's going on in his church that culminates in the seal of God and the mark of the beast, he's in control. And Sister White has told us that chapter 10 talks about the time that he will take control. Now, if you look at Ezekiel 10, verse 2, we'll see how he takes control. And he spake unto the man clothed with linen and said, go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill thine hands with coals from the fire between the cherubims and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now, an angel's told here in chapter 10, and remember, this vision is corresponding with chapter 8 and 9. An angel said, go and grab some coals off the altar and throw them into the city. Throw them into Jerusalem. Throw them into God's church today. Throw them into the church. And what's the focus of what's taking place in God's church? The Sunday law test. Chapter 8, mark of the beast. Chapter 9, the sealing. And we see some coals thrown into the city. What do those coals symbolize? There are many ministers of the gospel who need to have the live coal from off the altar touch their lips and sanctify their tongues and hearts till their souls are purified, ennobled, refined, and wholly given to the work. The humility, meekness, and lowliness of Christ must characterize their lives. Their energy is represented by an angel flying through the midst of heaven. The Lord will give to the consecrated workers a new and enlarged commission and will say, go into the harvest field. Lo, I am with you I'm with you to work with human effort. The live coal is symbolical of purification. If it touches the lips, no impure word will fall from them. The live coal also symbolizes the potency of the efforts of the servants of the Lord. The live coals in prophecy represent purification, and in Ezekiel 10:2, we see an angel go take those live coals and throw them into the city, which means God's church is going to be purified. It's going to be purified in the Sunday crisis. That's God's ordained method. And in chapter 10, where the purification of the church is illustrated, the story of the cherubims, the wheels, and the hands under the wings is the story that symbolizes that God's in control of all these things. It's in his providence to purify his church under this crisis of Sunday. Now, we're running out of time.